Okay, two things. I want to definitely lift up that book called Honor. I'd like to just give you chapter 17, just the first little piece of tidbit, which I think would hopefully tickle you. Last but not least, and in reality first in importance, the only way to walk in true honor is to first and foremost always honor God. Enduring honor is found only in valuing Him above anything or anyone else. Proverbs 3:9, so you might want to kind of make a jot on that one. Proverbs 3:9 commands us, honor the Lord. We are to value, esteem, respect, and reverence Him above anyone or anything. We dishonor Him if we value anyone or anything above Him. He is the great King. He is worthy to receive all our respect, not just a portion. To God alone does our honor transcend to worship. I want to take that one a little bit higher. To God alone does our honor transcend to worship. So in other words, when you are honoring God, it will transform you into a place of worship where you will realize who you are honoring. Remember, the ultimate goal is to honor God. Our honor towards authorities, those on our level, and the little ones pass to Jesus and ultimately to the Father. So when honoring people supersedes honoring and obeying God, it falls under the label of fading honor or idolatry, rather than enduring honor. And it goes on to explain. So it's quite enticing, and I like the idea that Joyce Myers recommended the book. And she said, honor's reward will leave you with no question as to the enormous value God places on this quality that should overflow from our hearts as Christians. Joyce Myers. Also, Jack Hayford, Brian Houston, and so on and so forth, and I could go on. I said to the Lord today, what do you want? And it was like, okay, I showed you this morning something, and I want you to just share it briefly. So that's where I'm going to take you. The Lord wants us to recognize that we are the light of the world, and the fire that showed up tonight showed up with red, which is the spirit of wisdom. It showed up with orange, which is the spirit of counsel. It showed up with yellow, which is the spirit of knowledge. It showed up with blue, which is the fear of the Lord, which is what honor does. And might, which is also another shade of a purplish color, which is a combination thereof. So God's Holy Spirit is working, and His fire is here to do a consuming job. I can tell you that at one point after I was given some of that fire, I was told to place it over my heart. Then I was told just to rest. And I opened my two hands over my lap. And all of a sudden, I don't know what happened to the music, but I did feel the presence of something on my head. And I heard the word, tongues of fire. Tongues of fire. Now that's going right back to Acts chapter 2. And what does fire do? It burns. It cleanses. It gets rid of the old things and brings forth something else. But it also brings light, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. All right. So I'd like you to take a kind of a peek as 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. Well, that helmet can be fiery. True or false? Mm-hmm. All right. Ephesians 6:11 says, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." Well, the devil's schemes, of course, were hanging out behind Sammy. He couldn't get away with anything. Yes? Mm-hmm. All right. Holy Spirit comes in the form of fire, doesn't he? There is a baptism of fire that he prepares. Fire brings what? What? It brings light, it brings cleansing, etc. 2 Corinthians 6:7. In truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left. I thought that was kind of cool. Because again, weapons. And of course, the next level, Romans 13:12. Romans 13:12, you might put a circle on. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now, I could take you to Ephesians 6 and show you all those pieces of the armor, but putting on the armor of light to me is so far superior. Because you don't have to take time to put on a helmet of salvation, a breastplate of this, and so on and so forth. If you are lit up, you're going to be a consuming fire wherever you are. Correct? If you're on a dark journey, it's going to light the way. You'll see everything you need to see before you get there. Yes? So putting on the armor of light, which was awesome for me this morning, as I was reading that, I said, whew, this is good news. Put on the armor of light. When you have the armor of light, no matter how much darkness tries to hang out behind you, it's going to react. Why? Because you don't even have to turn around, do you? If you are a pillar of fire, what happens?
It dispenses the dark.
Yeah, right on. So if you were to enter into a dark place, what would happen to the darkness?
You disappear.
Yeah, fades away. How long does it take?
Instantly.
Is it hard work?
No.
Do you have to say anything?
No.
Do you have to do anything?
No.
You can just be
light.
Be light. When you and I are the light of the world, we're also children of light. And I could go on in that corner. But the bottom that I'm looking at is this. When you and I are aware that we are the light and we have been on fire for Him, the darkness around us is not going to be able to really be comfortable. We will actually, when we walk into a room, bring discomfort to the darkness. Yes or no? Mm-hmm. And you will actually be aware that you're an irritation to them. Mm-hmm. Yes or no? Mm-hmm. Do you need to speak for the light to work?
No.
Why?
Dispense.
Words are almost of no effect, because we talked about the reality that some think they're teachers. And they believe that they have more knowledge than God and you. Opinionated, etc., etc. But when there's light that comes before them, what happens to their opinion?
It's burned.
Ah. Without saying a word, your presence will activate something. And they'll be uncomfortable. And you'll be aware of it. We had our Christmas dinner. And we weren't that many because there was, like I said, some that were challenged, so they weren't able to make it. But God orchestrated. So, being a small group, which normally we're in close to 20, or sometimes over, we were sitting at a table, and I was able to just ask them to lift up their hands and to declare a prayer. And I asked them to say amen, and of course there was one that I could tell was really struggling to say the amen. Okay? Because this person wanted to be anywhere but where she was. And I knew it. And I wasn't going to take advantage, but what I wanted to do is make sure that the fire would stay on. Okay? So as soon as we finished our meal, this person disappeared. When it came for dessert time, they reappeared.
Amen.
You like that one, huh? We didn't have to do anything. We just said, hey, it's time. But there was a change that took place. Later on, this same individual, as we were preparing to leave because we had several things we needed to do, came over and wished us a Merry Christmas, which they had not done, because I don't think they could. But the penetration of that prayer activated a compassion and a grace that may not have been there any other way. You say, well, I wonder who it is. It's not important. Because you can do the same. When it's the opportunity that God presents itself and it does open up, be the light. Mm-hmm. Say the words that will activate a little more light to bring in a peace that maybe wasn't there before and a compassion that can cut through a lot of ice, because it was a little icy. But it got better as the day went on. So, you are to put on the armor of
light.
Lift your hands to Him. Say, Father tonight.
Father tonight.
The pillar of fire.
Pillar of fire.
Was over the altar.
And
we all got close.
And we all got close.
When we received.
When we received.
And I pray.
And I pray.
That it covered me.
That it covered me.
If it hasn't completely. Activate it and make it wild.
Wild
fires are awesome.
Wild fires are awesome.
And they cannot be quenched.
And they cannot be quenched.
And when the wind blows,
the next person
will get lit
with the fire of God.
So prepare my path. In the days ahead.
So that I can light a few more fires.
And burn out the chaff in their hearts.
And give them a hug of love.
When the time is right.
Because now
I have the armor of light. In Jesus' name.
I receive.
Amen. That should.